You tune in to Good Morning. You tune in to Living with the Dark. This program is important because this, I think, with all the stuff going on, I'll come back and tell you about it. You know, Bruno Mars, talking to the moon, communication right now. I can speak and communicate with somebody all the way in Japan, the UK, New Zealand, all the way on the other side, Australia. I come back and we talk.
You're all I had. You're all I had. At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself talking to the moon, trying to get to you.
So that's Bruno. We got, you know, an industrial world right now. We can travel so fast in 24 hours. You can pretty much go from one side of the globe to the next, you know. So we move around, we interact and so forth. And, you know, guys, I want to talk to some people over there. Like last week, I spoke to the nice older folks out there and sitting down there in the radio. They're like the old way, you know, all these fingers and touching the smartphones. They're not into that stuff. So last week I talked to you guys about how you could enjoy yourself at home while you stay indoors. You know, sometimes these pandemics and epidemics, which we'll talk a little bit about, they affect younger folks, and then sometimes they hit the older ones. I'll give you a few examples. But you know, these microorganisms is important for you to know. We right now got a virus versus man. But then, you know, some people, I mean, I want to break down viruses. You got so many stuff can affect your body, these microorganisms, whether it's virus, whether it's bacteria, whether it's mycobacteria, whether it's parasites, any unicellular organisms, multicellular organisms, all kind of bugs out there that you can't see. So yes, you could, yeah, you got somebody out there who you can see, you got to dispute with them and fine. Then you're able to deal with that. But how do you fight the unseen enemy? And that's what we're dealing with, guys. But it's been around for a while. You see, the bacteria, we have since the advent of penicillin by Ian Fleming in 1940, we able to really take care of bacteria because they live, they're cell organisms by themselves. They got a nucleus, they got cytoplasm, they got these mitochondria, organelles, all kind of stuff to work. And then if they find a substrate or a place to live, like your body and so forth, they can just multiply by themselves, you know. But viruses are different. They can't exist on their own. They will come, they got just the genetic material, some of them coded, some not coded. Just the genetic material, nothing else. They have this little capsid or something with all kind of protein and, chains and different type of polysaccharides outside on the surface of that little capsid that covers these viruses. What do you think they do? They come into your body and they just attach themselves to your cells, go in there and say, hey, stop doing what you're doing. That's it. We're over. You stop that stuff. I want you to do one thing right now. And they direct your machinery in your cells. Remember, you're made of a billion of cells, right? Billions. And they tell those cells, listen, make me. So they use your machinery to become a factory to build themselves, like cloning themselves, like if you have a cloning factory somewhere. And then when they're finished, they burst that cell, kill the cell, go on in. Now you have millions going to other cells. That's what happens. And this COVID virus right now, COVID-19, likes the respiratory tissue. So it comes in there, go in the sinuses, start doing some work, and then go right down into that lung and start to cause havoc. But the thing is, you know, the difference between this and the other stuff, that this virus is contagious. It's the contagion that causes the problem. We're going to tell you about some of the plagues and stuff. It's been happening before Jesus came and after. This thing ain't gonna stop. But I'll tell you the difference why this one got us concerned. Yeah. Red hot chili pepper. I love them. Come to the side of the thing that I travel in my life. Hey, yo, snow. When I sit alone, right back. Get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get the bread on. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, I got your hey, oh, now listen what I say, oh. When will I know that I really can go to the well once more, time to decide on, when it's killing me, when will I really save all that I need to look inside, come to believe that I better not leave.
Another proven I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, 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 oh. Even in the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow, blindly divided by a willful one decided, and there's no.
Snow by Red Hot Chili Pepper. Don't go away, we got more of Red Hot Chili Pepper. Good group now. You had to play, guys. We called it a Black Death in 1946 to 1953. Wiped out about 100 million people. The polio epidemic, this time the polio hit the kids. Most of these, as a matter of fact, most of these plagues, they hit the older folks. But the polio in 1916, you had 27,000 cases and 6,000 people died. Young kids. And if you didn't die, he left you walking very funny. Then you had the Spanish flu in 1918 to 1920. You had 500 million people infected. This man, oh man, that was crazy. And that was a sign of the flu, you know. H1N1 came in, and 1/5 of the people died. So it's 100 million. This knocks out a great population of the world. And then, all right, let's go back to our era, the 20th century. How about the AIDS pandemic? In 1981, up to this day, we got 40 million people living with AIDS. 35 million died. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Yeah, it keeps coming. Keeps coming. And I could talk about SARS. I can talk about MERS. That SARS was 2003. Huh? By the coronavirus. They came back again in 2012. MERS, well, SARS was in China. MERS was in Saudi Arabia. All right, let's go down to the swine flu. Coming all the way up, 2009. You see, but the swine flu was a new strain now, the H1N1. Attacked the younger people, 2009 to 2010. Killed a lot of young folks. But we got a vaccine. For that, so every year you get vaccines, right? So sometimes they hit the kids too. And the babies. You heard about, you remember Ebola? In 2014 to 2016, you had 28,600 cases and 11, oh my, boy, Ebola took no prisoners. Almost half of them, 11,325 died. So epidemic. When it comes to the epidemic is when it's in a certain region. When it's pandemic, it's all over the world. And that's where we are right now with this. But I don't want nobody to panic. We're following the government. The government has given us good leadership. We'll do exactly what the ministry and the government says from today and onwards. And we can, that's what shut down, close down. You notice when most of these countries close off their borders, close down things, what happens? Yes, we contain the stuff. All right. Ebola, though, was crazy. Then he had a Zika, Zika virus. 2015, you guys remember that? Affect a lot of the older folks. It's still present today, but not as much. We got more control. It's epidemic. So the epidemic, but with the Zika now, look what it went for. The Zika went for the babies, pregnant moms, small babies, small heads, all the birth defects, these different type of viruses and parasites and bacteria, mycobacteria, and all of these organisms out there. So it comes, it's been before in BC and now AD, it keeps coming every, but what happened with this one? You can get infected. You can get a mosquito biting you and give you dengue fever, right? That's infection. But is it, we need to understand the difference between infection and contagion. A contagious agent is one when it infects one person and it infects another one, then keeps going. And that's the problem with COVID-19. One in every 2 to 3 people, listen, you get infected, you will infect at least 2.5 to 3.5 more people. And that's the problem. And now with all the, we're moving back and forth. The war, the world has industrialized, so we're traveling back and forth doing business. So it's all over. New Orleans now got some big problems, guys. But no, don't panic. We just got to follow the health authorities. Once we follow them, they'll guide us. The WHO, CDC, all these guys will guide us so we can, because this too... This too will pass. Red Hot Chili Pepper, Scar Tissue. Right back.
Scar Tissue that I wish you saw. Side Captain, Mr. Know It All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this. Push me up against the wall, young tuck girl in a push-up bra. I'm falling all over myself to lift your heart and taste your health. Cause with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of shed, it's a lonely view.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Pepper. Yeah, scar tissue. You know, a lot of times the virus comes, and if it doesn't take it, it leaves some scar tissue in your lung. Lights the lung, you know. But so we practice good, safe, you know, social distancing. And the older folks, I told you last week, about a small car distance away from other people. And don't forget the curfew and all that stuff is very important. You know, the government, they're taking this serious because they want to make sure to save your lives and protect you and protect us. Because we're all in this together. We're in this together. Anyway, don't forget if you have any type of sneezing and runny nose, you recently travel, you know, and you cough. Most times it's a dry cough, but it could be so. And some people get GI symptoms, diarrhea, fatigue, and stuff like that, you know. And you have any type of, and you, of course, you got risk factors. The number one, and there is cardiovascular problems. Secondly, after cardiovascular problems is diabetes. After that, it's respiratory problems. You got respiratory problems, it's asthma and stuff, you're at risk. And then high blood pressure, you're at risk. That's the order it comes down. And then, of course, cancer. So you got any one of those things. Don't forget young kids with sickle cell anemia or immunocompromised, one way or the other. Those patients are at risk. And don't think that because you're young that you can get this virus and kick it. Yes, I know about herd immunity, which, you know, you guys can read about. But the thing is that if you're young and you got it in your blood, you can go home and give it to grandpa. You don't want to kill my grandpa and grandma. You don't want to do that. So, everybody, just stay with the rules. Let's be as a country and follow the rules of the government. Now, 536-4500 is the hotline. 536-4500. You call there if you're having symptoms so they can be able to get you there and test you and so forth. And we can get this thing controlled. That's the thing, controlled. When you can't infect other people, you got to go away and find a hole somewhere else, some other world. And that's what we're planning to do right now. And you ladies, you Black Eyed Peas, just can't get enough. Got a couple minutes more. This is my last show because I'ma do the same thing. I'ma stay home, you know. Hey, why not? Let's all do it together. So this April, I won't be on for April. I'm sorry. Apologize. I'm really sorry, but it's out of control. So I'll be back. I'll be back after this program. Don't worry about it. So just can't get enough the Black Eyed Peas. I'll be right back. You gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening. Love it, love it, yeah, you know you are my demon. Girl, you can form a team, and I could be the king, you could be the queen, and my mind's dirty. And I just can't get enough. Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough. 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 Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We all a well back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess I'm. Something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like Mr. Roboto. Oh baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. And I just can't get enough. Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna
inside your love. I wouldn't want to have it in my way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
It's better to switch up. Switch up. Switch up. Switch up.
Lock, sunk in your bed, rock, caught up in your love shot. Knock out by your whole shot. I'm stuck in your head.
Switch up.
Can't get out, I won't worry. We're making me feel. Give it to me. I want it all. Know what I mean? Your love is a dose of ecstasy.
Switch up.
Addicted, I can't get away from you. Afflicted, I need it, I miss it.
Yeah, so I about to get out of here, you know. I'm gonna miss it
today.
God, I'm starting to feel the pain not being here Saturday mornings with you, baby.
This just got to be the saddest day of my life.
All my people in Rachel Land, we gotta stay home for now. We gotta stay home and just do the family thing. Get closer to the Lord, you know, and then spend time with the family, look at movies, read the book. Cook some food and different types of food.
I called you here today.
Lay in bed a little longer. Get some rest and build the immune system. Drink a lot of water. Give your wife a massage that you never did before, and vice versa. Scrub somebody's feet. Find things to do.
You've been meeting here.
I will miss you in April. I'm going. I'm going home to my family, I want you to go home to your family. You see that 8 to 6? Look at movies.
Don't look back,
Dr. Sperman. I really have been doing this for 8 years plus. And I'm sad I gotta do, but we gotta listen. We gotta follow orders. And in May, as God allows, when this thing pass, because this too will pass, we'll meet again. May you have a good day. May you have a good week. And may the Heavenly Father be with you. Bye now.
I hate to do.
Say goodbye. alive.